Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The powerful Save for Ben book series by Jacqueline B. Smith is not only heartwarming, family-focused, and biblically sound, it's full of life lessons and guidance, a great educational resource for teenagers to adults. The coming-of-age story of Ben Davis, a black teenager who lives in the small town of Fairville, Georgia, as he starts to discover all that God has saved for him as he helps provide for his family and community. Jacqueline is a God-fearing, anointed, gifted woman of God. She's enjoyed a wonderful life starting in a small town in Georgia, being raised in the church and Sunday school. She received a Bachelor's of Science degree in data processing from Florida A&M University, then was commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy. While in active duty, she earned her Master of Science degree in management from Troy University. After 20 years of military service, she retired as a highly decorated lieutenant commander and currently resides in Pensacola, Florida, where she's an active member of her church and Christian education ministry. Her books are fictional but have a non-fiction appeal. The author of Save for Ben book series recently released books 5, 6, and 7, Jacqueline B. Smith, our guest on This Week in America. Jacqueline, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
What a wonderful job you've done with these 7 books, and we don't have a whole lot of time to go into each one, but we'll talk about them and get people interested. Direct them to your website and to Amazon to buy copies of the Saved for Ben book series. First of all, how did you become not only a successful author, but let's go back to the beginning. How did you become an author? How did this all start for you?
You know, my writing is a gift from God. Even though I excelled in my English classes in school and college and everything, as a young officer, I was told by my commander that I was not a good writer. I was like, and that made me very cautious of my writing. Deep down, I knew that I could write, but I couldn't shake his words. A negative seed had been planted, and it took me years to dig that seed up so that I could be confident in my writing again. In the late 1990s, I wrote an article for Reader's Digest, and then I started to create personalized greeting cards, which led to me writing poetry. And then next thing I knew, in 2009, I was writing inspirational calendars, the perpetual ones that you use every year.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then in 2017, I wrote my first Christmas play. And then in 2022, God gave me the idea for this book series and everything, and that's where we come here today.
So many lessons there, and let's start with this negative seed that was planted. People sometimes say things and don't understand the impact they have. Words do have meaning and impact, don't they?
They do. And, you know, and I kept, no matter what I did, I was always so shaky about whatever I put on paper. It was just like, oh, my God, he's going to scrutinize it. He's going to scrutinize it. He's going to scrutinize it. And finally, it was just that I was fearful to write anything. But after years of just continuing to ask God to help me and everything, that seed was dug up and then my confidence grew. It's like, I can write. I don't know what he was talking about. He's the one who can't write.
Well, that's so true. And I hope when you had the first copy of Saved for Ben, the series, that you autographed it and send it to him.
You know, I haven't done that, but I will.
he's got at least one coming. But you went ahead. You've written so many inspirational things. This book falls into that category. What do you think makes a good story? When you sat down and came up with the Saved for Ben book series, what made it a good story in your mind, and how did you develop that story?
Okay. First, in order to have a good story, I believe that you have to have dramatic content and engaging and dynamic characters, memorable characters. And I also believe that after someone reads your story, they should be better.
Yes.
They should be better. So I'm excited to say that I have all of that in my books and everything, you know, that my readers, they can't wait for the next book. They're asking me, when's the next one coming out? I was like, I couldn't get it on the paper fast enough. And they talk about my characters like they're real people. And they learn from the characters' experiences. And that's what I want. I want them to learn, take away something good of how to be a better person.
You take us back to 1972 with Ben, a black teenager in a small town in Georgia. Talk about that time period, because that really was a changing time period, wasn't it?
It really was. In 1972 in Georgia, that was when the state mandated that schools be integrated. There would be no more black schools and white schools. So racial tensions were very high at that time because a lot of people didn't want things to change. So, and prejudice during the early 70s was a little bit more overt. You knew when people were prejudiced against
you.
I grew up in that era. So we had signs that said white only and black only, or that we couldn't go in that particular store. Or if we went to the movie theaters, we had to sit in the balcony. We couldn't sit down front. So I was young, but I remember those times.
It's just hard to believe the 70s. You think, okay, things really were starting to really turn around and take off in the 70s. And you think back to the early 70s in particular, and that really wasn't the case. And we see that unfold as Ben goes through his life as a black teenager in a small town in Georgia. How much of this story is somewhat autobiographical?
You know what? People ask me that all the time. Okay, in every character, you will find me in every character. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of me in everybody. And so, and all the good that I've ever encountered from someone else is in there too, you know. So it's a powerful book. It really is. The book series is very powerful. You laugh and you cry, and you feel like they're real people. And because I also had it on a timeline, so each book covers a timeline. So during that time period, anything that was culturally going on or politically going on, I brought that out in my books so that it even feels more real, because you know those historical moments. And that you see those in there too.
That really adds to the enjoyment, the pleasure as you're reading this. And now just released books 5, 6, and 7. This is the Save for Ben book series. Jacqueline's website is jacquelinebsmith.com. You'll find books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the nice thing about the series is we get to, so often you read a one-off book and you wonder whatever happens to the characters. Now we know, and we see them go through all the transitions that all of us went through during that period. Did you start off to write seven books in the beginning, or did this just sort of evolve with the story?
You know, of course, when the idea first hit, I was just trying to get an idea on paper. I did not know that it was going to be seven books. But after I finished the first book, I had more thoughts in my head, so I just kept writing. And so then the third book, and then the fourth book, and I'm like, oh my God. And so after the fourth book, I realized, I said, you know, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than Pensacola. So I contacted a publisher and everything, and I went through the publishing process to get those first four books published and everything. But I still had ideas in my head for 5, 6, and 7. And I was like, I have to get these ideas out of my head because I keep thinking about it and everything. And then next thing I know, 5, 6, and 7 was finished. And here we are today.
And the books are now available. You'll find them at Amazon, all of the usual places. You can look at the books. You can order the books at Jacqueline's website, jacquelinebsmith.com. We've got all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book 5 is Connecting the Community. Book 6, A Growing Family. Book 7, a Living Faith. And I want to talk about that because that's so important, that topic, A Living Faith. This really covers this family as they grow, they develop, they face all sorts of ups and downs. They have tragedies. They sense hatred. They have natural disasters. I think that really adds to the popularity of the book, because it is real life, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. You know, of course, like I said, when I sat down, I didn't think I was going to write seven books. But now when I look back, God has given me seven books that cover 12 years of this young man's life. So we go from 15 to 27. He starts the first book and he's a young teenager and he's praising God. But on the seventh book, he's 27 years old. And so he's a grown man who's worshiping God for all the things that he has discovered that God has saved for him and all the trials and tribulations that he and his family have gone through over the last 12 years. So from 15 to 27, yes, his life changed drastically.
What inspired this particular story when you sat down? Was Ben playing in your mind for a while before you sat down? Or where did this whole, what's the origin of this story, the genesis of this story?
I'm so glad you asked. Okay, it was December 2021. I was at a gathering, and the host had said, "What are you asking God for in the coming year?" And so it's my turn. I said, "I really want him to do something with my writing. I know I have a gift, but I just don't know what I'm supposed to do." And so on January the 15th, 2022, I woke up and there was a book in my head. And I said, "There's a book in my head." I like somebody named Ben, somebody named Mr. Kaysen. I said, and you know, I walked around for about 2 days, and finally I could not think of anything but that. And so I sat at my laptop and I started to write. So that was January 15th, 17th, April the 20th, I had written 4 books. The words just leaped onto the pages. God, I could see it. People tell me all the time that when they read my book, it's like watching a movie.
Yes.
Because I was watching a movie. I could see him walk in the room. I mean, everything that I typed in, I saw. And so it was just like, oh my God. And then the laughing scenes, the crying scene, I'm crying myself. It was awesome. I mean, you know, and I was not trying. It was just that I had to sit down and write.
And you did the first 4 and then just released the last 3 books in the series. So those are books number 5, 6, and 7. How long did it take you to write the last 3 then?
You know, for the last 3, it took me about, truthfully, and people say, I can't believe it was that short of amount of time. It was like about 70 days. It was a little over 2 months. The words just leaked. I mean, you know, the story was in my head and my fingers could not type fast enough. It was just like, oh my God, you know? And so all the while, I mean, I could see it and I'm just typing. And whenever I would have to research something, you know, I took the time to research it and everything. And next thing you know, I'm typing again. And I have a full-time job. So it's just like when I got home, I mean, you know, I was in a meeting one time and I'm just typing.
That's just an amazing story of how this the idea came to you, stayed with you. Your fingers were operating remotely, it seems like, as you were typing everything here. I was going to ask, because some people would say you wrote 7 books. There had to be challenges. It sounds like this was sort of a just turn yourself over to the spirit that within you, and you were able to write the series.
You know, the challenging part was not writing the books. It really, the challenging part is selling the books.
Yes. Yes.
That's the challenging part, trying to find my market, you know, because unfortunately in our time that we live in now, a lot of people don't like to read.
Yes.
And then they have particular things that they read. So finally finding people that will read what I write is not easy. It's not easy. So that's the challenging part. Writing it was extremely easy.
That's the creative part. And then you get into the business part, which you're in now. You go through the
yes.
whole publishing and then the, you know, the editing, the publishing, now the marketing and getting the word out there. See for yourself, go to Jacqueline's website and understand the stories, and you will be moved to start reading with book 1, go all the way through. You won't be able to put the book down because you'll be wondering what's happening to Ben and everybody around him, his family, and what's going on in the community. Very easy to do. The book series, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Is there anything new going on with your book? What's happening now with these?
Yes. After I wrote the first 4 books and everything, you know, I went and found a publisher because, of course, I knew nothing about the publishing world. And it was a self-publishing company, and they guided me through the process, which I was thankful because, like I said, I didn't know. But after a year, I realized that there were some things that needed to change. And so I sought out a different company and everything, and they've helped me become my own publisher. So I'm an independent publisher on these last 3 books and everything. So I'm very excited about that.
Talk about the benefits of that. A lot of people choose to do that because they feel like it's my project. I would like to be in control of my project.
Yes. You know, and even when you self-publish, it doesn't still make you the publisher.
Yes.
You know, so that was new to me and everything. So by being the publisher and everything, I do have a little bit more control over my work. And that gives me freedom to work with other people, other investors, other companies. It doesn't matter. But that I get to make the choice. And where before I was accepting what the company was willing to give me.
And now you can chart your own course and doing that and doing it so well. Part of that is book signings and book festivals and being out with the public and getting that feedback. It's not waiting for an Amazon review to come in. You get that face-to-face as you're talking to people. What's that like, that input, when you can talk about the book, when people can talk to you about the book that they've read? That has to be exciting.
It is. You know, at my church, I'm having somebody every Sunday come up to me and say, I'm on book four, I'm on book five, or I'm on book three. And so it's like, oh my God. And when I had published the first four books, but when five, six, and seven came out, I had people who had all of the return customers, you know, it's just like, okay, great, this is wonderful and everything, you know. And people tell me, you know, I bought one for my sister, I bought one for my brother, I'm giving it to my mom for birthday. You know, it's just like wonderful. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, because it, even though you're being entertained, you're being educated at the same time, not only by historical moments that happened in our lives and everything, but one of my friends, she's challenged me. She said, Jackie, if you want youth to read this, you know, yes, you have these life-changing principles that you're talking about and everything and all the lessons that they can learn. But she said, I don't see any SAT words. I'm like, SAT words. And so I'm like, oh, okay, great idea. So I Googled the top 100 most common SAT words, and I incorporated as many in each of my books. So as the student reads the books, by the time they finish all seven, they have not have come across all 100, but as many as I could use, as many times as I could use. Because I realized that these SAT words are not these long words. They're small words that we just don't use all the time. We'll say he yelled at her instead of saying he berated her. So where berated is a SAT word, you know, the wind blew instead of saying the zephyr, you know, so just little things. But by using these words over and over again, the student will be able to say, oh, I know that word. I know that word. I know that word, because they've seen it used by so many different characters in seven different books.
I mean, that's amazing. And what wise words you've got from your friend that gave you that advice.
Yes.
Who is this book designed for? Is there a particular, talking before about marketing, and they always want a demographic. Yes. Who is this book designed for? As you're reading through the books, it's like, okay, teenagers need this, adults need this, older adults need this to remember where we came from so we don't go back there again. Who is this designed for?
If you're 10 years old and up, 12 is better, middle schoolers. So middle schoolers to 103, you know, so everybody from that age group can get something from the book, because it does reach all people. Like you said, the older people can reflect and the younger people can learn different lessons, because, you know, one of the things that's forward in all of my books are interpersonal skills.
Yes.
In the 70s and 80s, interpersonal skills was a main thing. You had to learn how to get along with people. And unfortunately, you know, our youth today, they don't master those skills. And so interpersonal skills is in the forefront of each and every book. How to get along with your neighbors, how to get along with your, at your workplace, how to get along, you know, because so many times, you know, people just don't know. And when they're burying their head in their phone, they don't care.
There are so many life lessons that you bring across to all of us in the Saved for Ben series, and it's done in an entertaining way. We want to read the story. I say entertaining. The story is not all the highs of Ben's life. There are tragic moments. You'll be laughing at one point. A couple pages later, you'll be crying and can't believe what somebody has gone through and the natural disasters that I mentioned before that they encounter. I mentioned the newest books, 5, 6, 7. I called them the last series. That's the last one you've released. I didn't say final. I don't want to say final. Will there be any more in the series?
You know, I could go on with Ben. However, I have not felt led to. So I did write book 7 as the finale. So I closed up all of the things that I need to close up, so people would be wondering about different things. So book 7 was written as a finale. Right now, I'm resting, you know. I've written some more poetry lately, and I just finished, I have a Christmas play coming up, you know, during the season and everything. So I finished that Christmas play. So next month we'll start rehearsing for the Christmas production and everything. So I don't see, but I could go on with Ben, because like now he's only 27. So we could go on and on and on. But right now, 7, that's my spiritual number. So I'm holding.
When you look back at Ben and where he started in book one and where you leave him off in book 7, I'd say leaving off, not end, but leaving him off there. You may go back and revisit him at some point. Talk about that transformation that Ben went through, and the ups and the downs, and feeling life's calling and God's calling as well. When you look back, you have to be very satisfied with what you did with Ben and where you took this young man.
Very satisfied. You know, again, at age 15, he's a smart young man and everything. And so he just wanted to help his mother provide. His father had died 10 years before, and he had a younger brother and sister. He's seen the past due bills that have come across the table and everything. And so he goes to his mom and says, I want to work. And so she has stipulations, because her hope is that one day he can get a scholarship and change the trajectory of their family. So she was leery about that, and she knew what that word was. She had protected her children from the prejudice that's out there. But Ben was, you know, he was solid on, you know, no, Mom, I need to work. And he goes out to try to find a job, and she explained to him, we live in a small town. Even though it's Fairville, things are not always fair. If you can find a job, grown men can't find a job in 1972. So here it is, if you can, and he does. He finds one with Mr. Kaysen and everything. And that's when he starts to realize that God has particular things out there that are saved for him. The job was the first thing that had been saved for him. And so he was on his quest to discover. And the more he discovered, I found that in life, when we live a life that's pleasing to God, he will bring those things in our path. And that's what Ben starts to do. He realized that if I continue to serve the God that I love and everything, that God will continue to provide for me and put me in a situation where I can discover those things that he saved for me.
And Ben had a lot to overcome. This, as you mentioned, newly integrated schools, poverty, the single parenting, racism, which was prevalent during this era. He comes through this. It's a remarkable story of this young man and the success that he's had in life, handling the ups and the downs. 7 books in the series. What's the best way to get the series? I've been saying to go to Amazon, your website. Is that how you would recommend people get information and order?
Yes, that is the best way. I'm doing a book festival next month. It's going to be in Jackson, Mississippi. But of course, you know, everybody can't get to Jackson, Mississippi and everything. But Amazon is the easiest way, and my website.
That is fine. And you can link onto our website and go there and find information on Jacqueline's books as well. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about your background. Where did you get this artistic flair that you have, even though it was tried to be snuffed out at one point? You resisted and are flourishing as an author now and a creative person. Where did this come from? Was it family that got you interested in the arts and writing and reading and expressing yourself?
You know, truthfully, if you had asked me as a teenager, I was more scientific. I was definitely not artsy. I couldn't do crafts. I couldn't sew. I barely could cook. You know, so it's like I couldn't do those things and everything. So I was definitely on the scientific side. So even when I went to college, and because I was good in math, I majored in computers and everything, you know. So even in the military, and all of a sudden, like I said, it changed in the 90s when I started doing greeting cards. And my greeting cards were not just putting your name on a greeting card. You could tell me something about you want an anniversary card for your wife. And you tell me about some things that had happened in your relationship and everything. And I could take those stories and put them into rhyme. And so that now when your wife reads this greeting card, it means so much more to her, because these are all the things that y'all have gone through and everything, you know. And so, and people said, now that was a gift, because not many people can do that. But that's how it started.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's a gift, because not too many people can do that. And not too many people who write cards professionally can do that either. That's why you stand in the store for 20 minutes trying to pick out a card for for hardware coming for a holiday coming up. So much in this book that you will find a great read. The entire series, books 1 through 7, now available. Recently released books 5, 6, and 7, Saved for Ben series by Jacqueline B. Smith, the author and our guest on the program. Jacqueline is Jacqueline B. Smith. We've got the link to our website and our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jacqueline, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love the passion for writing, the enthusiasm for the story. It's a story well told in 7 books. I know people want more, and maybe there will be, but we'll enjoy whatever else you've got coming. And we can follow that by going to our website. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Jacqueline B. Smith, her website, jacquelinebsmith.com. We're talking about the Saved for Ben book series, all 7, available Amazon, wherever books are sold. And, of course, the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.